David Adesanya, your uncrowned 145-pound champion, here with two-time UFC middleweight champion.
I like it.
What the fuck are you laughing at, nigga?
That's funny. Nah, that's funny. Yeah, man. Yeah.
G you up, man.
Well, I'm gonna be the fucking.
Yeah. Let me chuck these in. Yeah, let's do ad libs on the side. Add these. Yeah.
Yes. Uncrowned featherweight champion here with.
See, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Walk. Ad lib.
All right, professionalism now. Professional. Hey, stop it. Nigga, you wasted my time. All right, here with two-time middleweight champion Israel at this one. You shut the fuck up.
No, okay, Chuck.
No, you what place is the bee? Nigga, fuck it out. All right. What a trip.
Yeah, crazy.
Before we talk about the fight, let's talk about fight week and your experience in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
You've been there a few times now, but this one looked completely different. I mean, you saw the internet's reactions to the photos that were coming out. How insane was the collection of legends and celebrities that were in Saudi during fight week?
For me, it was like, what was the first one? Because I realized it was a big event, obviously, because, you know, Francis Ngannou versus Tyson Fury. But then I didn't realize how like huge it was till we got to this lunch, and I just thought like, oh, it'd be like a few people, whatever. But I just walked into this room and it was just like the faces I was seeing. Yeah, it just kind of blew me away because it was like all these legends and whatnot from fighting, boxers, MMA guys. It was like almost like some kind of Justice League or Avengers like meetup. I was in the room just like, what the fuck? And then, you know, seeing some old faces like Lennox Lewis from the first time we went to Saudi Arabia. I think that's where I first met him. And then, others coming up to me saying, what's up, showing love. And I was kind of, yeah, just like in awe. I just sat there and, yeah, that's when I kind of realized, oh, shit, this is huge. Because where else would you have that ever happen? Like all these names from boxing and MMA. I'm sure it can happen anywhere, but like, how often does that happen? I don't think at that level, that's the biggest I've been in, where it was just like the Avengers, fucking Endgames, that type shit. Oh, it was so fucking cool. Even like that, class photo we had, that was cool. I called it, Riyadh season, class of 2023. Because I bet you every year there'll be another load of maybe the same guys or added new guys or whatever. But yeah, it was just like being part of that group was cool, was special. And seeing the interactions between certain fighters and certain things. I have so many ones I don't even want to share with you guys because it's like personal to me. But I'm just a fan of this fucking fight game. I'm just a fan. I just happen to become a champion and on my way to being a legend. So sometimes when I'm in certain rooms like that or meet certain people, they bring out the young me. And I'm just like, and yeah, it was crazy.
Let's talk about Saudi Arabia in general. How was your experience and how did you find the people and the culture?
So Saudi, the people were awesome. That's one thing I'll say. I even gave a compliment to the prince and his excellency as well. But I said, I haven't had to like turn down any photos in Saudi Arabia. I hadn't turned down any photos. Because everyone that approached me was so nice, so welcoming. The respect people have for you, the hospitality, it was nice. And it's a lot different from, say, example, if I'm in, you know, Vegas or someplace where people feel like they're entitled, they want to try and grab straight away and this and that, just take. Then I get defensive and also my personal boundaries get violated. It got to a point, though. One thing is, fight fans are fight fans. I start. You know when we're trying to, you were in the other car, right? Trying to make our way to the airport because it's round seven or round eight maybe. And the guy's like, Israel, we have to go now. Your plane's gonna leave. And I was like, this is the fight I came here to see. I'm not fucking leaving. So that's why when I was in the ring, I said, what's up to Francis, stayed for a little bit. Then I was like, right, I have to go try and make my flight. Didn't end up making the flight. Look, I've never missed many flights, but many flights have missed me. What can you say? But it's for their own reasons anyway. But in the car park, at one point, I was being, because I was just trying to find our car, but like, started getting mobbed and being chased. And then I had this moment where I yelled at these kids. I was just like, what the fuck? How would you like it if someone was chasing you? I'm trying to catch my flight. I don't have fucking time to take a photo. Anyway, I kind of schooled them, made them shake my hand, put their phones down, and show some respect. But that's because fight fans, no matter what, when you put them in a mob, they become zombies, fight fans. It is what it is. Call a spade a spade. But the people, lovely, beautiful. Before the fight night, everything I experienced was mwah. And shout out to Ibrahim, our driver. He was the GOAT. He was the man.
All right, let's talk about the fights, because Francis Ngannou has just shaken up the entire combat sports world. You spent a bit of time with Francis during fight week at the weigh-ins, and even more during fight night. Take us into, you don't have to disclose everything, but take us into the locker room backstage on fight night. What's the demeanor like? What's the energy like?
Backstage, Francis, his demeanor was calm. He was happy, but it was focused, but it was calm. Even the night before, the weigh-ins, when I saw him, it was chill. I even had this moment with him where I just kind of like spoke to him one-on-one. And I'm telling you, just like I said, he's been through so much. This doesn't even faze him. So backstage, he was calm. Warming up, when he hits the pads, is different. Because you've hugged him, right? You know what he feels like marble. When he hits the pads, it's different. There's one moment in the back, though, when I glanced over and I was like, he's southpaw. I was like, what the fuck? No way, he's southpaw. And out here, I heard him hit the pad and I glanced over and I saw it was southpaw. I was like, what the fuck? That's the backhand. Like his left hand, I kind of like had a spazzy moment. I was like, oh fuck, they're not ready for this. And then he looked comfortable southpaw. It was cracking, like his left straight was really nice. And that freaked me out. And then before their last, like on the last thing he did, I think Dewey Cooper goes, yo, Izzy Kamaru, this one's for you. And then Francis goes Superman punch, boom, and it hits the pad. And then I just stood up. I was like, ah, because then I remember like my moment with, the Superman punch and how it was illegal and whatnot. But I was just excited that no way they thought of it too. But of course, MMA fighters. And in my head, I was like, if he knocks him out with that, that is just because he hit it nice too. And I just spazzed out. And then anyway. It was just cool, just even to be back there, just like, I just wanted to be a fly on the wall. I hate when I see him boxing, like a lot, sometimes, you know, someone will say hi to 50 different celebrities, you know, before they match. I'm like, they don't want to see you. Like, only one, like, I'll let Francis or Kamaru, like say in New York, come say hi to me backstage because they're my brothers. But like, if it's say some celebrity from the crowd, I want to go see him backstage. It's like, no. We're getting ready for war, so no. But just to be back there, I just want to be a fly on the wall.
How was the walkout?
Ooh, tell you, the walkout, when I look back at it now, it was a moment. It was definitely a moment. I didn't realize how much of a moment it was till people like Ariel and others were giving their take on it, how it made them feel. Yeah, the walkout was a moment. Then seeing the way they were reacting to it made me feel or realize how much it meant to people. And again, it's always a moment when me, Francis, and Kamaru are together because it's the three kings, that era, like something that we. Not if you know, you know. You know. Walking with him, he just owns the moment, man. He's just the guy that owns the moment. The way he walks, you just know, like, the king has arrived. So being by his side as fellow kings, going to the, like, it just felt like just the support. And then Mike Tyson was there as well. Dewey Cooper in the back just with, you know, letting them know.
Was your adrenaline going? Did you feel like you were about to?
Oh, I was, you know, goosebumps galore. Hair on my shoulders standing up. And then I could feel it. You could feel it. Just the moment, you could feel it. Like, yeah, we're going to war. Certain moments you take mental snapshots of and just, locked in. And you'll never forget those images. I had a lot of those this trip.
Let's go through the first few rounds before the knockdown. Because, you know, the bell goes, all the theory crafting is over. Now we're in reality and the fight's on. How did you feel the first few rounds went?
Good. I wasn't scoring the fight because I was in the zone. I was bobbing and weaving, you know. You know when you watch someone you care about fight, you just, mom spaghetti, sweaty. Yeah, so I wasn't scoring the fight, but he was holding his own. It was good. He was doing the things they were working on backstage.
And after the knockdown?
I lost my shit. I don't even know.
Who are you sitting by?
Oh, so I was next to Randy Couture and then Junior Dos Santos. And yeah, we just lost it. But me and JDS were up and down. And I was just, oh, it was just a moment, man. It's almost like it was meant to happen. I don't know if that makes sense, but it was meant to happen.
What was meant to happen?
The knockdown. Wayne knocked him down. And then doing that in front of him, I just lost my shit. I didn't know what was what after that. I was just like, yeah. Man, I'm just thinking about the moment again. What were you doing?
Oh, yeah, I was fucking losing my shit as well. Like, I mean, it was fucking crazy.
Just a story behind it and to get to that moment. And then one thing as well, Tyson was like, it was a counter left hook. So it was a defensive shot. And then Tyson still felt the, like, oh, fuck. And then got up and does what he does. Tyson's a fucking beast too. But still, even that moment when he got elbowed, Francis didn't even blink. Elbow just went, gadoosh. He didn't even blink. He just back forward. He's
yeah, built I don't think different. We've ever seen Francis rocked.
He's built different. Closest I can see he's been hurt was the first Stipe fight where he was like, you know, beaten.
But that was more exhaustion than anything.
Yeah, but again, most people from that exhaustion did quit or they get finished on the ground and he just, nah.
Okay, so we come to the end of the fight. How are you feeling at the end of the fight?
I thought he won, but I was just like,
it's a close fight.
It's a close fight, but I felt it. If you were in the arena, if you were watching it, when you watch a fight, you can know who won. You just know who won. I wasn't even scoring the fight, but like I say, you know, even them two, they know. Like, you know who wins a fight when you, because you're in there with that person. And those who are watching you, but then I was very wary of the judges. I just knew boxing gonna boxing. Not saying MMA doesn't have it as well, of course, but imagine. I've been there before. I can relate. So I just knew. I wasn't confident in the judges because I knew for a guy with zero boxing fights to come in there in his debut boxing fight, not even as an amateur, and beat the reigning, is it lineal champion or whatever, the bureaucrats in boxing would not like that.
After everything you saw Francis go through, from, you know, the UFC dramas to... He fumbled the bag and everyone...
I love this bag too. Fumbled the bag. You should make that a thing.
That's a t-shirt.
Fumbled the bag. FTB. Fumbled the bag. Make that like a... Make it a brand.
With more big money fights on the way and more opportunities and whatnot, how happy are you for him to see him rise up?
Super happy. Because that was his battle. You know, he kicked in the door, waving the 4-4. Demanded, no, even Ariel said it as well. He'd never seen a $1 million payday before this, which, you know, as the heavyweight champion of the world, imagine that. And yeah, I was so happy for him. I was so happy the fact that he did it his way as well. He did it his way when everyone was against him. And I said, when everyone was talking shit about him, I said, let him cook. Like, chill, because everyone, there was this narrative. I was like, just watch how this plays out. Because when you know someone like Francis and who he is as a person, and also I know the generation we're in when it comes to like clickbait and people want to be first. Like when ONE FC came out and were like, oh, we withdraw from the race. But it's because Francis was honest about his dealings with other companies and then they realized they couldn't match it and decided to pull out. But then they wanted to seem like they're the one dropping him. But it's like, nah, he didn't even have to announce anything. They could have just shut up about it. But then, yeah, just let him cook. And he cooked. Fuck, he cooked, man. That guy got that bread. Which is good. And that's only one boxing fight.
And another thing that came out as well, PFL said that there's no big heavyweight fight in PFL for Francis and they support him going to go out and do another boxing fight.
That's how it was in the days before the UFC for me. If you're a guy who does multiple like combat sports or whatever, then yeah, go get your bread in different places. So if I ever did a deal with this company, I'll make sure I can go fight MMA here. Like the kickboxing league I was with, I still had it. Like I can still go fight MMA or boxing here and there and there. So that's a way to, you know, stack your bread.
But and then another big news, PFL bought Bellator.
No way.
Yeah.
What? When?
I think 2 days ago or something.
No way. Shit.
So that means PFL has a pretty solid roster now.
Yeah. True. Okay.
But it means that $1 million tournament is going to be a lot harder to win.
Yeah.
But you'll get better fights.
And also more money, hopefully, if they get, yeah, better fights.
So yeah, landscape is changing a little bit.
But that's good. Competition is good. It's always good to have, like, somewhere where others can go and make money as well, and even more money, because then they have sponsorships, they have their shorts for advertising space. No matter how small the changes or how big the changes, it all adds up.
Last couple of questions. What do you think should be next for Francis?
I think...
There's whispers of AJ.
Huh?
There's whispers of him versus AJ, him versus Wilder.
I don't say that because, you know, of course, that Francis is a superstar now. Before this fight, no one wanted to watch Francis fight anyone. They're all... Nah, he doesn't have a chance, never that. But now he's a superstar. Everyone's going to be, oh, of course, fight my guy. You know
so what do you want to see?
What do I want to see? I haven't thought about it, to be honest. But honestly, first thing, if I'm being honest, I want to see him in MMA.
MMA?
Yeah, I know.
With who?
It doesn't, David, what do I want to see is I want to see him in MMA. With who? I don't know. I wasn't thinking that far. But if there's anything, because I like fighting. I like Francis boxing. It's exciting, yes. But I say put him with, I don't know, fuck. I didn't think that far ahead. I just want to see him use fucking all fucking limbs. When you see him in those shorts with his fucking legs and arms, he looks like fucking Juggernaut. He slings that leg at someone, pinches Francis, hits that jab. Oh, so that's my pugilism is mixed martial arts. Even though I love boxing, I still want to see him fight.
It's not really AJ and Wilder because he's ranked number 6. He's on the top of the top now. So
Wilder would be a crazy one.
Yeah, but I think maybe
even AJ as well. Yeah. Either one would be nice, but
yeah, big money fights.
Yeah.
All right, we're done.
Get the energy up.
All right, bye.